Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bob McConnell, director of the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra, about the Washington Community Center celebrating 40 years this weekend with a gala.
Coming up this weekend, there's a special celebration happening at the Washington Community Center. Can you kind of let us know what's going on?
So I was approached as director of the Southeast Iowa Symphony to see if we were interested in doing a concert to honor the 40-year history of the theater. And, you know, you would think for a theater presentation, they might just do theater. But the fact is that people didn't want to put a big show together because that's going to take 2 months or 3 months of everybody's time. And the people that want to enjoy it are going to be up on stage. And so for once, they brought the musicians from down below the stage up on top. And we're going to do a series of music, all of which has been performed over the last 40 years at the Washington Community Theater. Part of it we'll perform with singers, part of it we'll perform with the audience, but a lot of it will just be the musical medleys performed by the Southeast Iowa Symphony.
And can you highlight a couple of those shows that the songs are from?
Sure. My Fair Lady, for instance, I know that's been done at least two times in the 40-year history. A Fiddler on the Roof, I think that's been done at least two times. The Music Man, I think, has been done three times. Guys and Dolls, Mame, those are the main ones, I think. We are pulling individual tunes, too, out of other shows. Mr. Jewel will sing The Impossible Dream from Man of La Mancha. Did I say Guys and Dolls?
Yes.
Guys and Dolls, that was my first show. And that was in 1981, I believe, or 82. And I've been music director over the years for about 10 different shows. Kent Keating is composing a special piece that incorporates music, at least one bar of music from every musical that's been done in the 40 years. And he's going to direct that piece with the symphony.
That sounds like quite the undertaking.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's completely nuts. I tried to talk him out of it, but he just got fired up about the idea of doing this. And he does a lot of show arranging for Orchestra Iowa up in Cedar Rapids, and he's done the Cedar Rapids Follies and that sort of thing. So the other part of the evening really is honoring Leon Hilfman, who was really a cornerstone of musical productions for the Wisemans for years, and then the community theater, but also to honor a lot of other people. Well, I mentioned Kent Keating and myself as music directors. Don Hughes has been involved in recent years for the bulk of the musicals. We've had a lot of pit musicians that have played almost every show in the 40 years. And then you look at local performers besides Mike Jewel. You've got Mike Shantz, Ed Colby, Linda Sokup, Carmen Fish is coming back from the Quad Cities. She was in many productions in the 80s and 90s. Millie and Bob Youngquist are two people that have been involved for years with a lot of shows. Lynn Lola, I think she's directed more shows than anybody else between the high school work and community theater work. She told me she'd done almost 40 productions in those 40 years. So there are a lot of people, the costumers. I mean, it's amazing what an enterprise producing these shows is. And this event is to honor all of those people.
And are you hoping to see cast members and crew members? I know a lot of those shows have quite the crew backstage.
Kat Nelson is the manager of the theater now. And I know they went through and compiled as complete of list as they could of everybody that's taken part, and tried to mail them. But as you can imagine, that's a difficult task to find addresses and all that sort of thing for everybody. But we're getting a pretty good ticket turnout so far, and I'm sure it'll get better as the week goes on. I still have run into people that haven't heard of the event, and so we're hoping to promote it more heavily the next few days.
And if people are interested in going, do they need to get a ticket ahead of time?
They don't have to. They can do walk-up. If you want to have a certain seat, yeah, I would do it immediately because there are a lot of seats gone. But it's a big house and there are a lot of great seats. So you can call out to the theater or you can go to the web and buy your ticket there.
And there will also be hors d'oeuvres.
Sure. So the evening celebration is a hors d'oeuvre and wine reception at 6:30, and then the orchestra concert at 7:30. And there'll be a little segment in there in particular to honor Leon Hilfman and the work he's done over the years. It should be a really fun evening. I mean, sometimes I talk to people and they've listened to orchestral music on recordings. And when they come to the concerts, they're always surprised because most people in their daily lives, they don't hear an orchestra either rehearsing or playing. And it's kind of shocking. And I think really fun. I get amazing reactions from people. And it's really a very family-friendly concert, too. I just think it'll be enjoyable all the way around.
That's been today's Washington Page with Bob McConnell, director of the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra, which is performing in Washington this weekend for the Washington Community Center's 40th anniversary. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.